Knowing that many voices clamor and compete, we pray that these offerings given may become symbolic of our decision to serve one Master, one God.
In Ephesians, Paul says, "Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak." Sometimes those words are liberating, and sometimes those words are like a chain, a ball and chain around my neck. To declare the gospel with boldness, which is really a mystery, and to try to put that mystery into some shape or form that's understandable, is interesting. No matter how strong our faith is, when something as heinous as last Sunday night's shooting in Las Vegas, when something like that, something like 9/11, happens, it does reach down to the deepest core of our faith and rattle us. It may not ruin our faith, let's hope. Pray to God it doesn't ruin any of our faith, but it does have that insidious touch that it gets down to the deepest fibers of our faith and messes with us. What you shared, Kathy, in the book of Revelation is one of the seven churches where the angel over each of the seven churches, angels are God's messengers. And so the angels are giving God's message for this particular congregation in Philadelphia, and Laodicea is the one that we heard today. Well, God has usually something good to say about each church and then something that's not so good. It's like a word of judgment. Laodicea didn't get off so easily. Okay. So, Laodicea, you're lukewarm. I'd take cold. I wish you were on fire. I wish you were hot. But you're neither. You're just lukewarm. How many of you start your day with a hot cup of coffee? I started with tea. And this time of the year that still feels like August, it's iced tea. In the wintertime, it's hot tea. Either way, if it's lukewarm, it's not what I want in the morning. Do you like lukewarm coffee? Some people do. Not many. Let it be iced coffee, let it be hot coffee, but not lukewarm. That's just blah. It's very, very, very easy for all of us. And it was really, really easy before 9/11 for all of us in the United States of America to say, "I believe in God. God is here." That's very easy to say when times are great. Can you and I say that on 9/12? Can you and I say that a week to the day after Las Vegas? It takes a bit more effort. Lukewarm faith, which just kind of takes everything for granted because it can, because it's not pushed, it's not poked, it's not prodded. Or as I love these phrases, do not bend, staple, or mutilate. Things like the massacre last week have this insidious way of reaching into the deepest part of our faith and making us sit up and not take it for granted. Lukewarm faith does not make it through 9/11, through the Las Vegas massacre. Churches with lukewarm faith don't survive. And that was the message to Laodicea. Yeah, it's a hard one to say. Laodicea. Can't have it just, yeah, I believe in God. It doesn't work anymore. It's not enough. I went to Israel over 2 decades ago now. When we were there, our guide said something to us that really, I've remembered it ever since. He said, this is at night after the tour was over and we're just kind of having a nice time of conversation before he went wherever he went that night or to his room, wherever he went. He said, our whole nation of Israel, our whole nation of Israel is roughly the size of your New Jersey. Israel is about the size of New Jersey. And he said, we are bordered by 5 nations who either in the past or right now have all been or right now are our enemy. That's sobering. How do you live a faithful life in that kind of a situation? Lukewarm doesn't cut it. Our first day there, we were supposed to go to Jerusalem. And we were supposed to tour around Jerusalem. But unbeknownst to us, at least until after the fact, they got intelligence. They told our tour guide, take us down to the center of the country or down farther south and flip-flop the whole tour and tour Jerusalem last instead of first. Why? Because in that first day we were in Israel, everybody here back in America thought we were in Jerusalem. Somebody strapped bombs all over themselves, walked into a public bus, blew himself up, and everybody else he could blow up. Back in the States, our friends and family, this happened 2 blocks away from our motel. And until we could contact them later, after the fact, they had no idea, were we okay? Our last night in Israel, we were down south in a kibbutz, which was incredible. Incredible. The ridge to the south, I forget which, the ridge on the one side of the kibbutz is Jordan, the Jordan Heights. Jordan is a current enemy of Israel. So somebody straps a bunch of bombs on himself, climbs into an ultralight, you know, a kite with an engine, and tries to fly down over the ridge not far away from the kibbutz. Well, he strapped too much weight on himself, and he went down and exploded before he could ever get past the ridge. That's what we were told. Every day, if you live in Israel, you never know. Lukewarm faith does not cut it. When there's persecution, when the storms of life are raging, Stand By Me takes hot or cold, but it takes more than lukewarm. We cannot take faith for granted these days. It has to be more than, well, I believe in God. In the book of James, it says, you believe God is one? Well, you do well. Even the demons believe that, and they shudder. It's got to be more than believing in God. It's got to be an actual connection. To be able to say, God is here. after Las Vegas needs more than a lukewarm faith. Let me give you a real quick Bible history and a Bible lesson here. Here's your Bible study for the day. These two short parables that Kathy shared. At that time, there'll be two men in the field. One will be taken, the other will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, the other will be left. What's the word that comes to mind when you hear those two little parables? Begins with an R. Anyone? Rapture. You got it. That's a theology that's based largely on those two little parables. First of all, you won't find that word rapture anywhere in the Bible. It's a theology that's been developed from those two verses. Second, all of Jesus' parables start here and now. Then they move off into the next life. And the Christian church has moved off into the next life in the rapture, and they forgot here and now. Moving off into the pie in the sky by and by can be lukewarm if we don't deal with what's here now, like Las Vegas. So those two parables, as are all of Jesus' parables, start with physical, literal things or situations. In this case, Israelites knew very well the experience of being hauled off into captivity. It happened to them many times in their history. When we read through the pages of the Hebrew Scriptures, it's again and again and again. You didn't obey me again, so God has another nation come in and boom. Even in the Roman Empire, when it seemed like things are good, I can have a lukewarm faith now. I can take things for granted. The Israelites knew. You never knew when somebody could come in, kill some of your relatives before your eyes, haul some of the others off to their country, some foreign land, you'll never see them again. That's the origin and the seed of this parable. These two little parables. Two men in the field, two women at the mill, grinding. One's taken, one's left behind. And every one of Jesus' parables starts here and now with something physical, real, literal, and then Jesus goes vertical and makes a spiritual point. What's the spiritual point of these two little parables? Here, now. Before we get to the next life, what's the point here, now? Churches often miss that one. Jesus puts it this way: be alert, be awake. Don't not fall asleep. Don't have lukewarm faith. Don't take it for granted. Always be alert, and you'll catch signs of God in your life. Even after 9/11. Even after the shooting last Sunday. Where could God possibly be in that horrible event? I invite you to look at the manna quote at the beginning of the bulletin. Even while the bullets were flying, frantic concert goers pile on top of each other trying to get out of shooter's line of fire, but an off-duty nurse ran back into the danger to help those who had been shot. There's God while the bullets are flying. Lukewarm faith cannot find that. Or turn around and go back and help others. And then there's a list. I'm not going to read through all of them. You can take this home. Even in the worst of times, a faith that's on fire can find God even then. Lukewarm faith? Not so much. Amen.